Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Well, the last time we saw DeVonta Smith, he and Jalen Hurts together effectively ended a Super Bowl. It was like, you know what? It's 40-6. I think it's a wrap. I think it's time to take the starters out. Well, you know what, ladies and gentlemen? In 7 days, you're going to see those starters play and play against the Dallas Cowboys. Good morning to you. Eagles Radiothon today right here on WIP, raising money, of course, as the Eagles do on an annual basis, and you do by extension with us, part of the Eagles Autism Foundation and the Radiothon, where you can see bids at And you can see items at EaglesRadiothon.com and get bidding. One of the items is related to the Eagles star receiver, DeVonta Smith, one of the star receivers, and it's for the Eagles-Rams game. And your chance to get a photograph with DeVonta on the Eagles bench. You're going to get a photo with DeVonta, talk to him a little bit there, and then obviously two tickets for the game, 100-level tickets, Eagles and Rams, which certainly is a marquee NFC game. And DeVonta joins us this morning. Good morning, DeVonta.
Good morning.
Well, we love having you on the program, my man. $2,200. I think, Seltzer, we can get that number up. I just want to make sure, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
way up.
All right, way up from $2,200 to hang with DeVonta, get your photograph taken, and go to that Eagles-Ram game with great seats. So, DeVonta, this interaction with the audience, good job by you, obviously, stepping up and being part of this. You and your teammates, man, and one thing that really strikes me, DeVonta, you guys all that are asked, and it's the star players and a little bit below that, that are asked, you guys all step up, man. You guys really have a culture, I can tell you, that the fan base is proud that is part of this city and that organization, man. I mean, you guys do a great job with this stuff.
I appreciate it.
Absolutely. So, DeVonta, the coming season, Cowboys, how much have you been thinking about it? How long have you been thinking about this game?
We haven't been thinking about it much, you know, just going through our daily preparation, trying to work on ourselves, see what we're really good at, what we need to work on, so we can be ready for when that time does come.
Did you do anything special prior to, you know, getting the crunch time in camp to get away for you? You know, fun for DeVonta this offseason?
Just spend time with the fam. When the season starts, that time is very limited. So just enjoying that time with them.
And then once you got through training camp, I think we all look at that wide receiver room as A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith. We, as fans, forget you've got some new faces in there, John Metchie and Darius Cooper. What can you tell us about the new wide receiver teammates that we don't know as well?
They came in with the right mindset, those guys that come in to work every day. They're ready to learn. You know, everyone brings a different quality to the room, and I think that's the good thing about having a room that's so diverse is everybody can learn something different from somebody else.
How and guys who you've played with in college, do you guys talk about how unusual it is that you've got the Alabama and the Georgia contingencies on both sides of the football? Do you guys talk about how unusual that is compared to other teams in the NFL?
We laugh about it all the time. We tell how, you know, you just draft guys from Georgia and Alabama. I think we're going to be all right.
It certainly has been working out, to say the least. Devontae Smith with us here on WIP. Devontae, Jalen Hurts, your guy, your quarterback. You've heard the chatter. I mean, so much is said about Jalen. From your perspective, it seems that he deals with it so well. I mean, from my perspective, that's what I sense, because he just keeps trucking through. What do you sense of how he handles the criticisms that do come his way?
He's a man on a mission. You know, he's only focused on the task at hand and what's in front of him. And I think he does a really good job of, you know, letting everybody know that and making everyone realize that, you know, at the end of the day, you have a certain job you have to do. As long as you focus on that, all this stuff's going to take care of itself.
Devontae, what makes a complete NFL receiver?
I would say a guy that can go out there and pretty much do everything. You have to be able to create separation, but, you know, it's the NFL. Those guys across from us get paid just like us. There's going to be times where they're right there and it's tight. You have to be able to make contested catches and things of that nature.
How much better can you get?
You can always get better. You know, there's always room for improvement. There's never a time where, you know, you want to just stay where you're at and just continue to go on that level. You always want to, you know, climb and get better. So there's always room for improvement in everything that you do.
How does this season feel starting the year when you compare it to last year? Is there any frame of reference that you can have? I know a lot has been said about keeping that tradition where it is, you know, not taking a step back, you know, the Super Bowl championship and then moving right into the next season, not missing a step. Does it feel like that's something that you guys are accomplishing at this stage?
I feel like, you know, we're getting there, because I say the biggest thing is, you know, when you're coming off winning it all, it's all about, you know, continuing to get better. You know, you kind of have the blueprint, but, you know, sometimes the blueprint always needs to be updated. So that's the thing now. You need to continue to get better. Yeah, we did it last year, but nothing that we did last year is going to get us back there this year. So we got to continue to get better.
Devontae Smith with us here, Eagles Cowboys in 7 days. Devontae, you've played for two really notable coaches. I mean, we're not familiar with your high school coach, but Nick Saban and Nick Sirianni. Who's more intense at their most intense moment? Oh, it's
fun. Oh, no. Wow. Devontae said, I'm done with this interview.
Too hard. Yes, the hardest question, apparently.
He gone.
All right. Well, I'm guessing that was inadvertent, but you never know.
I feel pretty good. I don't think it was that.
I don't think
that was not what you call a hardball question or anything.
And here's the thing. If Sirianni was the answer, that would be unbelievable.
Agree. Mm-hmm. I think we're calling back. Hold on.
You know what I'm saying, John? Because we know Saban is like Bobby freaking Knight. So if Sirianni goes there, and look, we don't know in a private moment what's
we know Nick Sirianni's like a player's coach.
But
like,
we
guys
know
are
he's
calling
intense.
Him up, talking about their college teams and what they're doing that
But
weekend.
He's intense. All right, let's talk to Devontae. Devontae, I was asking, I don't know how much of that you heard. At their most intense, who's more intense, Nick Saban or Nick Sirianni?
That's tough. I mean, honestly, they're really kind of the same guy. You know, they're real serious, but you know, they try to throw their little jokes in every now and then, but very intense coaches. And I think that's what made it easy for me to transition here was the man that Coach Sirianni, you know, has up on his players. It's kind of the same thing that Coach Saban tried to instill in us.
That's awesome, man. Because, you know, I say that because we, you know, we have seen from afar enough videos of Saban just going, you know, uber intense. So if Nick can get near that range, that is saying something. All right, Devontae, let me remind everyone listening, the opportunity for you to be with Devontae Smith, the photograph, not only on the field, but right there on the bench. On the bench, Devontae and you, a photograph. And this is going to be with the Eagles Rams game. You get two tickets to the game. They're you know, great tickets in the 100 level. Obviously, this is a marquee NFC matchup. Eagles Rams on September 21st. Bid currently at $2,200. Please consider getting that number up. It's all at EaglesRadiothon.com. Devontae, thanks for being a big part of the program. Good luck to you versus Dallas and all season long. And thanks so much today, my man, for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
You got it. Eagles star receiver. And what an I'll just say this. I remember when he played in that championship game, and I said, that's the guy I want the Eagles to get. They had the sixth pick. They went from 6 to 12, I think, to 10. They got him. He's been an unbelievable upgrade. He immediately improved the passing game, and he's a heck of a guy. All right, Eagles Radiothon. It's going on right now until 5 o'clock today. We'll talk to Howie Roseman in about 20 minutes on the program. Let's go to the phones. I'm sorry we haven't taken more calls. Obviously, we've been busy on the phone lines with the guests. Chuck from Mount Airy has been hanging on. Chuck, good morning, buddy.
Yo, what up, Joe? Morning, team. What's going on, Joe? No free throws, Joe. No free throws.
I'm open-minded to that if you give me a good solution. What is the solution to hack a guy forever syndrome? How do you stop it? Because I will do it. If there's no ramification, if he has a fairly open layup, but I can just swat his arms, I will do it. If there's no ramification, what's your solution?
You got to think about it, right? You're going to keep getting the ball back. So if you keep getting the ball back, he's going to get tired enough. He's not going to keep doing that. So, you know, that's all you have to worry about.
Either one of us could. But Chuck, let's be real. It's not fundamentally fair if a guy has an open shot and you just freaking drill him. That's not the spirit of basketball. It's not.
So don't.
It's one-on-one.
But isn't the solution to just not do that?
This is why in tennis, you guys know I was very clear we needed to have structure with those freaking judges who stunk, by the way. Sorry if they're listening, but they were horrible. Like, that's why, James, you remember that. I was very clear. And it was disorder.
Bro, I'm with you right now. I'm on your side.
Why didn't you just change possession?
There has to be some sort of
change in possession.
There has to be some sort of
consequence.
Yes, consequence.
That's exactly
right.
If he does that, he loses a possession the next time he's supposed to
have how do you prove it?
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, I mean, this is ridiculous. Just don't have.
I think you'll be able to understand if it's egregious or not. Like, if it's malicious, or just like
if it's a flagrant, then maybe there's
just like you go for a layup and you just like clip his fingernail.
Totally disagree. Guy has a three. It's somewhat open, but I can get out there, and I don't want him to shoot it, and I hit his arm. And so what? It's just his ball out because a foul's called, but we got to replay the whole play. That's horrible for the audience.
I think
that's horrible.
You know that your strength is free throws, and you're trying to.
Yeah.
I swear to God, that's not. I swear to God, that's not my motivating factor.
Don't bring him.
I swear to God. Ben, you're questioning my integrity now. You're not believing me.
Here's the thing: if the whole point is he's not going to shoot free throws if they have this ruling because people won't do that. Like they won't hit each other if there's a rule.
But you
got to
have a solution, Ben. Ben, in the playground with two guys, it doesn't matter. This could be in front of 1,000 people. Like there has to be there's a reason the NBA and college basketball and high school basketball, there's a reason they have fouls and free throws. It creates structure.
We're not playing in a playground. We're playing in an arena, on a court.
Ben,
in an arena.
I swear to God, I'm open to it. What's your solution? And you can't say just take the ball out. That's garbage.
Don't hack him, Joe.
No, that's not a solution.
That's a viable
You're saying,
solution.
How do I stop myself from hacking him? I'm saying don't hack him.
Yeah. I choose not to. If you don't put
that's on you,
Joe. Try and block the
this
shot.
Is
don't
not about everyone else.
Him.
This is about you.
No, it's about me and Jack, and both of us could use it. And by the way, we could also inadvertently use it, meaning not like I'm intentionally going to clobber the guy. But let's say a guy has pretty good shot near the cup,
exhausting.
And you hit the guy on the elbow.
I'm with Joe. I mean, you guys are crazy. There has
horrible.
To be some consequences. You could just foul every play otherwise.
Yeah. Like, all right, you get the ball, and then eventually you won't want to play anymore if you keep fouling every play. So
this is not the playground. You can't just walk away. Like it's not like one of them could just be like, all right, I don't want to play anymore.
Exhausted by that.
No, I think, dude, this is a structured event that we are putting on as a radio. Station. Like, there should be rules.
Rules include no foul shots.
When you're playing on the playground, the playground.
John, you're as wrong
as a guest.
Do you
think if they had a one-on-one game at the center court of a Sixers game and you were playing, there wouldn't be rules? What are you talking about?
I'm with you, Ben.
Squeezing free throws into a one-on-one game.
Chuck, talk to me. We keep talking in your time here. Go ahead, buddy.
You know, I just want to say, man, listen, the Phillies, right? You know, if you think about signing Kyle Schwarber, you're making a huge mistake at the end of the season.
Ooh,
I'll let him walk.
Wow. First time we've heard this.
I haven't heard that take.
Wow. Yeah, I would let him walk. I mean, you know, his home runs, you know, they're not meaningful. You know, you go 0 for 20. He has a number 0 for 20 or something like that against the Mets. It's ridiculous. He didn't have a hit in this series. Not one hit.
You know what, though? So, give him some grace, man.
Yeah, you can't say his home runs are meaningful.
Chuck, he's been outstanding this year, man. I mean, come on.
I can't. Listen, I hear that, okay? I understand you have a personal thing with Kyle Schwarber, but my thing is about making this team better. They cannot beat the Mets. I want to figure out how we can beat this team. You know what I mean? This team is destroying us mentally. They're not going to be the same throughout the year. And I tell you, don't be far-fetched if they don't win this division. I want them to win a division, but they're four games up.
Well, they certainly could because the Phillies were 7-17 in 07. This is
Think about this for 1 second, right? 1 second. Let me just think about this for 1 second. Mm. They had an opportunity to go in there, and they could have buried the Mets, and they did not have enough fortitude to get up to bury the Mets. Think about that for a second.
Yeah, but it did matter. It mattered more to the Mets. Chuck. It did matter more to the Mets. I'm not saying they played harder than the Phillies. I can't prove it. I don't know it. I know this. The games factually mattered more to the Mets. They were more desperate. That is true.
Joe, I hear what you're saying, but here's the thing, right? when you got a chance to put your foot on their necks as yeah. did the what they did to you last
look,
year.
Look, it was serious. Well, all right, Chuck, give me who or what is quintessential on, 90s. Man. What's 90s?
This team needs to get blown up if they lose this division.
All right, Chuck,
and not even make the playoff. They
what's
lose this
90s?
Division, they need to get blown up.
Three,
yeah, but, listen,
two,
the 90s.
One.
I'm going to go with Alf.
All right, buddy, you got it. I think that was more
80s,
of the 80s.
Yeah.
More of the 80s. And by the way, it represents nothing about either decade. It was just a freaking creature from outer space. All right, busy day. And the general manager of the Eagles, Howie Roseman, will add to it in about 8 minutes. When he joins the program. Times Yours not happening today because, Seltzer, what do you think? Should we bump Howie and do Times Yours?
That's an interesting question.
Or bump Times Yours and have Howie on?
I guess we'll bump Times Yours.
I think Times Yours is out. But we love doing it when we do it, and it's always brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi is booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go only from Xfinity Mobile. All right, we also have the Twitter poll question of the day. We got to round this one out. It is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin proudly celebrating 25 years of serving the automotive needs of the Delaware Valley. Together, let's drive ArminChevy.com. Poll question. Let's all go on the record here. Which we would prefer the Phillies play? In a series, Devin, would you rather see the Phillies in the postseason play the Dodgers or the Mets? I know recency bias is going to play into this. I'm interested to see how everyone votes. How would you put this in, Devin?
I mean, the Dodgers... 11 times out of 10 at this point. We just saw the Phillies get swept by the Mets. Like, I don't see any logic in anyone who chooses the Mets.
Heavy Dodgers. James?
So I would go Dodgers just in a vacuum, but I do think that if it were a three-game series here, I'm not as scared of the Mets. I really do think it's a Citi Field thing. I do. I think there's something about that ballpark, them going up there, whatever they feel when they're up there. So I would rather play the Mets in a three-game series if they have to play the wild card round, but... I'll take the Dodgers overall.
Benjamin?
Dodgers.
John?
Just not even a question. The Dodgers.
I'd rather they play the Mets. And I get the spook thing, guys.
Yeah, Joe, I get it. I'm really struggling. Like, I almost said the Mets, and I that's why I put the qualifier in there, because I'm not...
I mean,
Betts
and Ohtani and Freddie Freeman. And
the Dodgers
they
are
got pitchers,
awesome.
You know?
Betts hasn't done anything this year.
Yeah, but...
You got two hitters in that lineup.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, they got other guys. I mean, they still have Teoscar and Tommy Edman, and they got dudes like who have at least done it in the playoffs more than this. Like, even if they're
Will
not
Smith.
Having a great year.
Will Smith.
Yeah, Will Smith's good, too. Like, they've got guys who've had real playoff moments, like, who've come through in the
Will
playoffs.
Will Smith slaps that ball everywhere.
He's had big playoff moments. So is
He's a slapper. He's a slapper.
It took me a second. My bad.
Philadelphia zone. Sixers owner, Will Smith. All right, Howie, in a couple minutes, let's go to the phones. Chris in Northeast Philly. Good morning, Chris.
What's up, guys?
Hey, pal.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, so I just had a quick touch on the Phillies real quick. I don't think I've ever seen a team that I've been, like, more confident that they're, like, a good to, like, very good team, but more, like, I don't know, scared or nervous that they're going to have, I don't know, a five or six game bad stretch in the playoffs, and it's just not going to matter how good they are. It's weird.
Well, by the way, I'll just say this for what it's worth, Chris. The teams that have been making the playoffs year over year, and the Phillies are entering that zone now, but the Astros, the Dodgers, the Yankees.
The Braves until this season.
The Braves until this year. They deal with that all the time, man. I mean, Chris, how do you think their fan base felt when they got smoked by the Phillies in four games 2 years in a row when the Braves were clearly a better team?
They won 104 games one, and 101 the other one.
I mean, Chris, they beat the Phillies both of those years by over 10 games in the division. There was no question who were better. Ben, I mean, you saw it. There was no question which team was better.
I guess you could say, how did the Braves fans feel when they were the best team in baseball for, like, you know, 10 or 12 years, and they got one World Series out of it?
That's another one, yeah.
You're right. How hard it is to win.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Big time. Yep.
Yeah, so that's what I had in the Phillies. I don't know. I also can't believe that we're a week away from, you know, opening night, Eagles Cowboys. That's just as crazy. I feel like I was just at the parade like 2 weeks ago. It's nuts.
So for me, I'm conflicted. On one hand, I feel like it's been a short off season. On the other hand, it's a long time without football, man. I mean,
Meaningful football, trust me. After covering three preseason games, I'm very ready for a regular season.
So true. Hey, Chris, give me an answer. Who or what is quintessential 90s?
All right, James, if you got the team, play it when I say it. I'm going to NBA on NBC.
Oh, wow.
You didn't have to pull my arm or twist my arm for me to play the NBA on NBC theme.
So he told you in advance.
Yeah, very happy to oblige here.
Pretty good, man. They're bringing it back. And by the way, you're going to get Jordan. And Ben, the most interesting thing about Jordan is what will he say about LeBron?
Hmm.
Like, Jordan's going to be an NBA on NBC commentator.
Yeah.
And when there's a LeBron topic, what does Mike do? Right? I mean, seriously, that to me is the most intriguing thing like the whole freaking season.
I wonder if he'll say the real 2-3.
The real 2-3. Exactly. LeBron changed his numbers. I think he was tired of people saying he was following in Jordan's footsteps and blah, blah, blah. And so LeBron. And then did he go back to 23?
I don't. Maybe for the year in Cleveland, did he? Or
well,
something?
4 years in Cleveland.
Yeah. No, I'm dumb saying when he went back. Yeah, the way he went, maybe for the years in Cleveland, I'm going to say. Well, the title and stuff.
Six in Miami. Wasn't
six,
he six
in Miami, for sure.
Six in Miami. Or was it eight? Six or eight? It was six.
It was six.
It was six, yeah. All right, let's go to Chuck right now in Mayfair. Hey, Chuck, I'm glad we got you on here today. Busy show. Appreciate you waiting. Good morning.
It's not Chuck, Mr. DeCamera.
Oh, Joe, I'm sorry.
Mayfair.
I'm looking
That's
at Joe.
Right. Yeah. I know you're busy.
Sorry, buddy.
Listen, the hot takes on Jalen Hurts over and over and over again don't compare to the hot takes we should be taking on this Philadelphia Phillies team. They should be getting ripped to shreds. You are the heart of a champion, or supposed to have a heart of a champion. You have demons playing in a ballpark, and you can't go up there with the heart of a champion to put that team away to win at least one game or show up. This is the reason I've been calling the entire season telling you this team's never going to win anything. They don't have the heart of a champion. They don't hit good pitching. They don't figure it out. When they know they're facing a good pitcher, they go up there with no plan. This is happens all the damn time. You don't come back home up 3-2 against the Arizona Diamondbacks and you wet the bed. It's over and over with this team. And if anybody thinks on this radio station that this team has a shot at winning the World Series, you're nuts.
You're wrong. You're wrong.
For 3 games.
Joe, they have a shot.
They have a shot of winning a fishing tournament the way they go up there and swing the bat. Joe, I don't know what you're watching.
I'm watching common sense. You can't have a top three record in the National League. They did get passed by the Dodgers last night, right?
Yeah, they got passed.
All right. You can't have a top three record 5 months into the season in the National League and not have a chance to win the World Series. It's ridiculous what you're saying.
Joe, it's not, because when they face good pitching, they wet the bed.
It's ridiculous, Joe. You can say I don't think they're going to win it. You could say that, obviously, but you can't say they can't. Is just wrong.
Joe, let me ask you this. Can the Mets win it all? Just curious.
No.
Can they?
No. No. The cream rises.
Have you ever watched baseball before, Joe? Every year.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Joe,
cream rises to the crop
Joe,
every year. The Arizona Diamondbacks went to the World Series 2 years ago when they had a negative run differential.
Joe, the Rangers and the Diamondbacks 2 years ago.
Yes.
Did you think on August 26, 2023, one of those two was going to win it all?
That's when the Rangers were in the midst of a 10-game losing streak. Yeah.
Come on.
Underdogs get hot in the playoffs, guys. The wild card Marlins
started
back in
97. Yes, the Phillies could get hot in the playoffs, Joe. Of course. That's the point, dude.
All right, we can argue all the time. This is great radio. I don't agree with this core team ever having the heart of a champion to figuring it out to push through.
We'll find out.
I have a winner here. I think I have a winner for the 90s.
Yep.
Dan Patrick, Keith Olbermann, Linda Cohn, Stuart Scott, Rich Eisen. Every single night we could not look forward to watching SportsCenter.
SportsCenter's good. Joe, great answer. I got to get to Howie. That's a good answer. Let's come up with a winning answer. Winning answer for who or what is quintessential 90s. SportsCenter's a good answer. Blockbuster's a good answer. TGIF, I thought, was a pretty interesting answer. Grunge music. NBA on NBC. What are we thinking here?
I like Blockbuster.
I thought grunge was pretty awesome.
So, Ben, what do you think?
I like Blockbuster. More so than Sosa Maguire.
Yeah. Blockbuster is pretty incredible.
So I kind of like TGIF. I guess Blockbuster just got said twice. Blockbuster it is. James is busy there getting Howie on the program. But Blockbuster has won it. For quintessential 90s, Eagles surely has won it with the answer of Blockbuster Video, which is an outstanding answer. All right, let's give you the answer to what item you can bid on to be with Howie Roseman, part of the Eagles Radiothon. And it is lunch with two-time Super Bowl general manager Howie Roseman and a tour of the NovaCare Complex. So tour of the NovaCare Complex, that's like the little add-on. That's like the dessert. But you get to hang with Howie, obviously what will be a great lunch, and talk to him about the football season and his career and the twists and turns through all these years of Eagles football. So much to talk to Howie about if you bid for that, which currently is at $4,000 at EaglesRadiothon.com. And our chance right now to talk to the two-time Super Bowl winning general manager of the Eagles, Howie Roseman. Howie, good morning to you.
Good morning. You know, Bob Lang, our crack PR guy, just told me that we're at 7,200.
Ooh.
And I think last year we went for 30 grand. I mean, we just won the Super Bowl. We got to get more for EAC going on here. And you know what? Just to get it going a little bit, you know, because I got someone to report to, Ryan Hammond, who is unbelievable energy. She does an unbelievable job for EAC. Yeah. I'm going to add in two tickets here to a home game against Giants or Washington. You know, we're pretty close to Dallas, so I can't do that. So two tickets.
Wow.
There, and if we can get it back to a level consistent with what we had last year, also an opportunity to come to training camp next summer.
Oh, man.
Really, like, I'm competitive here right now. I'm a little disappointed. First of all, I'm disappointed that you gave the wrong number. That's not, I mean, fact check.
Yeah,
you
bad know, job by
news,
me.
Fake,
yep.
Fake news right there. And then, you know, we last year we were coming off a playoff loss. We got it at that level. I mean, we're world champs again, you know? Come on. We got to get going here, Philadelphia.
You're not wrong. By the way, Howie, let me say, because it's the first time talking to you since then, congratulations on the world championship. I know to a large extent you guys have turned the page, but we would be absurdly remiss if we didn't say congrats. So,
yeah. The only way I'll talk about it is if it gets us more money for EAC.
Fair enough.
Otherwise, we've turned the page.
Fair enough. All right, so 7,200 for this item, which is to lunch with Howie, tour the NovaCare, two tickets to either a Giants or Washington.
No. The two tickets aren't at the $7,200 level. The two tickets have to be and the next year training camp, if we get consistent with what we've had in the past for this item.
Like that, he's setting a goal here.
We're not having someone come in at $7,300
to take
this level. You know, that's not right. You know, that won't be right to the people. The four people last year who paid $30,000 apiece.
Wow. All right. Fair four enough. People. So you've put the gauntlet down, and it is understood. Okay. Howie, let's talk some football.
Let's do it.
7 years ago, the team was average-ish for good portions of the regular season after winning the title. It was complicated. Carson, the injury, the whole deal, a lot of other injuries. But were there lessons that you felt the organization learned that you can apply to this year?
Well, the best part, the most exciting part of my job besides the games, and we're a week away from our game next Thursday night. Can't wait for that and home opener against Dallas. But I think that if you're not continuing to learn and get better, you know, and I feel like, man, every day I learn something, I get better. And so if you're not looking at the lessons from 2018, you're really doing a disservice, you know, to this football team, you know, our fans, our ownership, you know, our players. So, you know, for me, there are a lot of lessons to learn. And when you win the first championship in the history of this team, you go, man, I owe that guy. I owe that guy something. And so I kind of changed, you know, a little bit of my philosophy after this year in the off season. And it was, how can we give ourselves a chance, not just this year, but going forward? And that doesn't mean we're not going to put our best foot forward this year to do whatever it takes, but we can also balance that with giving ourselves a chance in this window where we have a ton of core guys that are in the prime of their careers. That's not just this year or bust, and to balance both those things. And it's hard. It's hard to do it, but we're going to continue to try to do that.
How does it feel, Howie, starting the season as the standard that others try to emulate?
You know, I don't really spend a lot of time thinking about that. I think about the standard that we're trying to raise our level to. Internally, we understand that for us to be the best at the end of the year, all of us have to have our best year. You know, that starts with me, Nick, and it really is throughout the organization. And, you know, I think one of the things that is really important to us is that obviously, we have great people on the field, but also the great people off the field helping those players, you know, helping the players develop, helping them get better at skill set, helping them make sure that they don't have to worry about a lot of things, you know, off the field, that we're going to support them and help them grow, you know, as athletes and people. And I don't just say that. I really mean that, you know, and I think that that's really our goal, that every day we're doing whatever is possible to be the best we can be. And that where we are today, we're going to continue to grow and hopefully be playing our best football in December and January, you know, like we did last year, which was a great example. Because, John, you know this, it's going to be a situation, we're going to have adversity. We're going to have adversity during the course of this year. You know, something's going to happen over a couple-week period that's not going to look too good. And you know, how are we going to rebound from that? How are we going to rally around that and move forward in a way that lets us play our best at the right time?
Jalen,
I wouldn't mind playing our best week one and keep going the whole season, and
that
not
would
happening.
Be spectacular.
but you know, the odds are that that's probably not going to be the reality.
We're excited about Kevin Petullo and his relationship with Jalen. How well have they meshed as offensive coordinator and quarterback, and how does it compare to last year at this time with Jalen and Kellen Moore, that Super Bowl winning combination?
Well, I'd say.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You hit it right on the head. Obviously, Kevin and Jalen have known each other really since Kevin's been here and had a relationship, which is really important. You know, I don't want to diminish the job that Kellen did as our offense coordinator, won a world championship with him as our offense coordinator. But Kevin's really been prepared for this. I mean, he is a heck of a coach. He's got great energy. I'm just excited for his opportunity. He's earned it. That's one of the other things I've stopped saying. You know, I used to say deserved it. You know, now I'm saying earn it.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah. The guy from the
Nobody
paper.
Deserves anything.
Well, you remember, Howie. You're old enough to remember
wait,
guy from the paper chase guy used to say that.
Do you know what that's from?
The paper chase guy.
I don't think so. Maybe I'm wrong. Could someone go look at
that? Yeah, John Houseman or whatever. You earned it.
I think it's from Home Alone. When he's in the house alone and watching that black and white movie.
Oh.
And the guy starts shooting, and yep. He goes, deserves ain't got anything to do with it.
You're right. I was right about that, yeah.
All right, I like
You're
it.
Right.
I like it a lot. Howie, interesting. We found out that you were part of the, along with Nick, the telling to Darius Cooper that he had made the team. Obviously, he was a long shot, and he made it. How special was it for you to be part of that and observe his reaction to being told that he had made the NFL, he had made the Philadelphia Eagles team?
I got breaking news. Bob Lang just gave me an update. Deserves got nothing to do with it. I was using it from Home Alone. It's from Unforgiven, which is one of my favorite movies, too. I just forgot about it. Breaking news. Well, Bob Lang.
So that would be Clint. And
he, oh, yeah.
And maybe he said it to Bill
Gene
or
Hackman,
Gene
maybe?
Hackman.
Yeah.
Great movie.
He probably said it all awesome.
Anyway, sorry about that.
So Darius Cooper.
He was trying to distract me. I'm easily distracted, I guess. So I think when you're talking about Monday and Tuesday, you know, you're really starting the season by letting go 37 guys that you bring in here because you like them as players, you like them as people, and then you got to basically tell them bad news. And from my perspective, from Nick's perspective, that's the worst part of the job. And so we were doing this one after another. You know, it gets emotional. You know, it really just it's not a great day for us. And and I turned to Nick and I said, you know, let's give someone good news, you know, for a change. And I know he was waiting for that news, and so we brought him in. And you know, Tarleton State guy who probably had no idea why I was calling him in. I'm not even sure he knew that there was a possibility he was going to get cut by the time I brought him in. And we just asked him, "Hey, you know why you're in here?" And he's like, "Just to talk to you two guys." but you know, just first of all, you know, he's sitting in my office, and you look at him, and sometimes, you know, because you see him, you know, he's in pads, you know, you see him at practice, and you just, this guy's lower body, man. I mean, it is so strong and so powerful. And you just look and go, man, what can this guy do if we really develop him and the skill set? And so he's sitting there, and that's what I'm thinking, like a psychopath. You know, I'm thinking about, you know, what this guy can be in 2 years if we develop him. But just seeing how grateful he was about the opportunity in front of him, and that's what it is. You know, again, like, nobody's on scholarship here, and we tell our young players that they got to keep earning it throughout the course of the season, that there'll be opportunities for us to keep evaluating guys and see if there's a way to get better, because that's really the job here. You know, we got to keep looking for ways to get better. That job doesn't end just because we did cuts, and you know, we're going to do that. We're going to do that every day, every day, every night. I go to bed thinking about it. Every morning I wake up thinking about it. You know, can we improve?
You must be really proud of that personnel success. I mean, diamond in the rough, and Darius Cooper. Howie, a lot of people
He's got to go. He's got to go play well in real games now.
Absolutely,
you know?
No doubt about it.
Nothing has been proven yet.
Many are worried about the, you know, risk reward of putting Cooper DeJean back to return punts. Could you talk about that decision making process, the risk and reward to figuring out the best man to sit back there?
Yeah, I mean, we've had this before in Philadelphia when Deshaun was here, you know, and I think that we'll just kind of see what happens here when we open up next week. When you talk about Coop, you know, I say this, and now I'm biased. You know, I'm biased to all our guys because I love our guys. But I think he may be one of the top three punt returners in the history of college football. Jeez. And then you saw what he could do. Yeah, I know. Power statement. But then you saw what he could do last year in that role. I mean, you know what a difference he can make in that. Mm-hmm. But by the same token, we have other guys too, you know, who can do that, and we think can do it at a high level. And so, you know, we'll just keep everyone guessing here. We don't want to give any advantage to the team that's coming into play next week.
Yeah, it makes sense. Nick is certainly of that mindset as well. All right, Howie, a couple final things here. Howie Roseman, Joe and Hugh coming up in about 5 minutes. Howie, you're 50 years old. There are times in people's lives where sometimes...
Why?
we're going to talk about Theo Epstein. There are times in people's lives they've accomplished a lot and they're interested in a new challenge. Do you think about that at times, or do you think you're going to hitch your wagon and continue to do this as you could with your age for another 15 to 20 years?
Theo's my friend. He's my buddy. What a great guy. And you know what? Here's a little secret. His sons love the Eagles, but I would say this: unfortunately for all of you guys, I love what I do more today than I did yesterday. I have a tremendous passion for it. I think I'm more competitive than I've ever been. So, you know, obviously, that's not my decision whether I stay here or not. But I will tell you, I can't imagine doing anything other than trying to build football teams and doing it with people I care about. You know, so that's not even close to my thought process. Again, we haven't lost a game, so maybe catch me on a Monday.
No, that's music to a lot of people's ears. Nick, I've got two complaints about the Super Bowl. Howie, I got two complaints about the Super Bowl victories. Mm-hmm. And it's only in Philadelphia because you have complaints about a Super Bowl victory. But I'm going to give you two, both Super Bowls. Number one, the head coach should be lifted up and carried to midfield. So if you guys win it again, please tell the big lineman to carry Nick to midfield. Doug should have had that honor. Nick should have.
I have the vision when I was a kid of watching the Bears lift up Mike Ditka.
Correct. So, okay.
And Parcells.
That was awesome.
Yeah, you're right.
And good I think the last guy was Holmgren in 96, I think, and it's a great tradition that should still be going on. Number two.
I think Coach Reed helped with Holmgren.
Yeah. All right, number two. And Howie, this ties directly into you. And I've been complaining about this for 8 years. The general manager should be interviewed as part of the on-field ceremony after you win the Super Bowl. And if you guys do it again this upcoming season, I hope for the first time in your career you get that honor. To go from owner to coach to MVP is great, but it's not enough. GM should be in there. You built the team. You should get that.
Well, I'll tell you what. Unfortunately for me, they decided instead to have me speak at the Rocky Steps, at the Art Museum, and you know, I'll forever have a hole in my head with all the pictures from that moment. So, you know, my request the next time would be, let's not throw beers at our players and staff. Please. Let's drink them. Drink them, a lot of them. But please don't throw them at
Good stuff. Hey, Howie.
I appreciate you guys.
For sure. Reminder to everyone listening, $7,200 for Howie, the bid right now to have lunch with him and a tour of the NovaCare Complex and possibly tickets to the Giants and Washington, one of those games. Howie, stay well. Good luck in the upcoming season. Howie, good luck to you.
Appreciate you guys.
All right, there he is, Howie Roseman. All right, EaglesRadiothon.com is the website. That's where you can see it all the incredible items. Reminder, Super Bowl tickets. There is the golf with Jason Kelce and Saquon Barkley at Trout National, which involves golf with Brian Westbrook the next day. Those are the two highest items. There's items related to our show and the other shows. It's all there, EaglesRadiothon.com. Everyone have a wonderful rest of the day. We'll be back tomorrow on It's a Football Friday because we're going to be inside of a week when we get to tomorrow. Have a great rest of the day.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.